You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
How can hands-on training in the trades, along with Christ-centered formation, form people in vocations to serve in their communities?
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon. Joining us today is Jenny Jaroneski, Crosspoint Launch and Outreach Coordinator. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jenny.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a really exciting opportunity. You're talking about Crosspoint Center for the Trades. It's a new idea happening in the Michigan district of the LCMS, and we get to talk about how this came to be today. First, I just want you to share a little bit about your background, what you're doing right now, your vocational space right now.
Oh, absolutely. So I was serving at a local congregation in missions and outreach. So I worked with a lot of the local nonprofit and human services in the area. I got to know a lot of the wonderful people so we could do fundraising and really connect on a good level with volunteers. So I have a heart for missions. It's something that I fell in love with through volunteering and through serving. And it's something that's always been really important to me. So I listened to God's calling and realized he was leading me to a vocation of mercy. So I am currently a second-year deaconess student at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, which has been an amazing, amazing journey that God has laid out for me. But in that process, I was able to connect with the district office, missions and outreach, and kind of came to be aware of this new opportunity dealing with the vocational trades. And coming from a trades family, my dad and my brother, both in HVAC on a commercial level, I have seen the life of dignity that they're able to lead by having this vocation, the people that they've been able to help through their vocation, and the skills that they've been able to acquire. And I really see the opportunity for us as a church to walk alongside individuals who God really made to work with their hands, to create, to fix, and to do. So being able to walk alongside them and help them find the ways to bring faith into their chosen vocations, no matter what it is, was super exciting to me. So I have been on staff with Michigan District for about 3 months now, working on the coordination of launching this amazing program. We're gearing up for our first set of students to come in. August 31st is when classes start, and I am just excited to be on board and be able to follow God's lead in this opportunity.
Well, I think it's fair to say that skilled trades people in HVAC is the answer to many prayers this time of year.
Yes.
I think that's safe to say. We always want skilled trades people in HVAC and construction, all kinds of trades, but yeah, we definitely appreciate those who can fix air conditioners this time of year. So where did the idea for the Crosspoint Center for the Trades begin?
Well, Michigan has had a little bit of change when it came to the educational focus. Education has always been so important for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and as a staple of what we stand on, we said, what are we doing for campus ministry right now? Who are we connecting with, and where are we missing something? And then along came the president and CEO of the Construction Academy, Southeast Michigan Construction Academy, Keith Ledbetter. He is a pastor's kid and a Lutheran school teacher's son. And he said, hey, I've got the school. And what do you think we could do with that? And we said, you know what? We've got early childhood centers. We've got K-8 schools. We've got Lutheran high schools. We have the Concordia University system. We have the seminaries. Who are we missing? We're missing people that God made to work with their hands. We're missing the people who aren't destined for a college route. We're missing the people who are made to do. So we said, let's walk alongside SEMCA. Let's walk alongside students who are entering the construction industry through carpentry, through HVAC, or through electrical. We are walking alongside these students and helping them come into their faith as well as their occupation.
That is a really cool backstory and what a great opportunity, especially in Southeast Michigan, to be able to do something like this with the trades. Tell us a little bit about your role, how you got involved, and what you are doing with this Crosspoint Center for the Trades.
Yeah. So when I first learned about Crosspoint, I was so excited. I had a whole other job and I was doing that thing. But it kind of was in the back of my head and it was in my heart. And I was just praying about it, figuring out what the future of this looked like. Personally, I have seen my dad and my brother help so many people, and working in ministry before, we would get people calling us in the middle of winter when their heat goes out saying, I don't have anybody to call. I don't have money to hire someone. And through connections that we had, I happened to be serving for a second career pastor whose first career was HVAC, and his son now runs that business. We were able to send out professionals to those people and make sure they had heat in the middle of winter. And that really impacted me, realizing not only are these skilled individuals who can build up our community, but they can give back to our community in ways that I wouldn't be able to because I don't have those skills. These are disciples in the mission field that are out there doing work. If we can help them to come alongside and bring Christ and all of the things that stand theologically behind the work they're doing, then I think that's an awesome opportunity. So I get to help coordinate. We have a campus chaplain, Pastor Chris Bodley. He's with A2E Ministries in Detroit, as well as Bethany. He is going to be doing our faith formation portion of the classes. So one day a week that the students will have faith formation. And then the other day we're focusing on soft skills and character formation. So we're looking at things that these people are going to need in life. One of the staggering statistics that I came across was that the construction industry is the second highest for suicide. That blew me away. If we can bring in safe talk and counselors and people to equip these students as they move forward and they come across this in their industry, they'll be equipped to serve those that they're working with. So we want to be sure that they're getting those instructions, whether it's CPR and first aid or awareness of drug use and overdoses. Again, suicide prevention. We want to make sure they're getting financial courses, that they're knowing how to save, that they can save for a vehicle so they have transportation. And really, we realize that these students are going to struggle. We all struggle, but it's not when it's not if it's when. It's not if you struggle, it's when you struggle. Who is walking alongside you? Who is with you in that struggle? We know God is, but sometimes we need people alongside us to remind us of that. So we really want to build a community around these students that they're able to plug into, get them connected with our churches, get them connected with the local agencies and service agencies to make sure that they're getting all the service they need and that they're able to help others as well.
Now, I understand you're partnering with Southeast Michigan Construction Academy. Tell us about Southeast Michigan Construction Academy, what they've been doing, how long they've been around, and what they've been accomplishing through this academy.
They have been around for over 30 years. They are a merit-based school that partners with the Association of Builders and Contractors of Southeast Michigan. So these are the people who are not entering the union force. These are people who are gaining the skills and gaining regular workers, regular companies. These are people who want to become their own business owners and run their own companies. They're ones that want to gather that ability to work with dignity and let their work show and have it stand for the dignity of what they do. So they've been around about 30 years. They had the opportunity just last year. They purchased the building Memorial Day of last year. So they've been here a little over a year. It used to be a customer service center for Comcast Internet, and there were hundreds of people here every day. They, in the meantime, have flipped the entire space. They've got about 100,000 square feet between the two buildings. They have 11 working classrooms that are technologically supplied, and then they have three open workshops where they are literally building houses and running wire and teaching how to frame, how to insulate, and do all the skills that they're going to need. So it's this huge warehouse type building, but it has become an awesome school that sees about 900 students every week. They have grown exponentially, and they find high-level, excellent trainers that are honestly still working in the industry a lot of times. So they're providing hands-on experience, and it's really an awesome opportunity for people to come in and learn.
Why is this kind of partnership something that the Michigan District is really leaning into right now?
You know, we realize that you don't need to reinvent the wheel. If we can partner with faithful schools and teachers, we can come alongside and offer the wraparound services, offering the theological training, the faith formation. We don't need to find the teachers to do the skill formation because they've already got them. They have wonderful educators that are using NCCER accreditation. They've done the accreditation piece. In 4 years, they've got people on their way to journeyman's licenses for electrical. They've got all of this in order. By partnering with these organizations, it gives us the ability to let them do the part they're good at and then come alongside them and fill in with faith and with love and really serve the students as well.
We're talking with Jenny Jarneski. She's the CrossPoint Launch and Outreach Coordinator with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Michigan District in Sterling Heights, Michigan. And we're going to continue learning about CrossPoint Center for Trades in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're learning about the CrossPoint Center for the Trades with Jenny Jarneski. She is the Launch and Outreach Coordinator for CrossPoint Center for the Trades. And we've been learning about the center that and the partnership with the organization you're working with for the trade skills and how you're doing the wraparound with faith formation and character development. What's the outlook for students who graduate from a vocational or trade school today?
There is a great outlook. Construction is something that is booming right now. Unfortunately, we're seeing data centers that are popping up all over the place, but it takes people that are trained to be able to do that. So if we're able to provide those workers in our own community, we're keeping that work in our community rather than having others come in and do it. When we look at the needs of people, heat, electricity, housing, these things are non-negotiables. And not only is it something that we need people to build them, but when something goes wrong, we need people who are skilled and able to fix them. There is a huge need for construction workers right now. A lot of the workers right now are aging retirement, getting close to that age, and there's going to be a huge shortage of people who have the skill to put in the hard work and get the things done.
Now, vocational schools aren't really a new concept. I know when I was in high school in Southeast Michigan, we had a vocational school that we partnered with, and some kids in my class would go there. What makes CrossPoint unique in this space of vocational training?
A lot of the high schools are actually facing budget crises. So we're seeing less and less vocational opportunities for high school students. Partnering with CrossPoint gives us an ability to identify individuals who are needing a pathway, people who might not know what their future holds, but they have the ability to learn and a desire to do. So really, we're getting the opportunity not only to identify students, but we get to work with local agencies like Camp Restore Detroit and the students that they're serving. They're helping to run a preparatory program for us and feeding in to make sure that the students coming to SEMCA are fully prepared when they get here. So right now, their summer camp counselors and their workers are going through a mini program that's kind of a pre-SEMCA program. And then we get to come alongside and offer opportunities for scholarship so that they can really have the ability to turn their lives in a good direction. I had the immense pleasure of giving a tour a couple weeks ago, and following, I had heard back feedback from one of the young gentlemen who came through, and said, you know, how was the tour? And he said, it was life changing. I didn't know that this was an option for me. I get to do something. How do I get to be a part of God doing something life changing for these individuals? It is so cool. It is so cool.
Well, tell us about the opportunities, the programs that are offered for students through Crosspoint Center for the Trades.
Crosspoint offers four routes right now. So there is a one semester introduction to the trades where they kind of go over everything. This is great for the people who aren't quite sure what direction they want to go in, but they know, hey, let's see what this holds for me. Maybe there is something that I'm going to connect with and find out that I'm really good at. A lot of the kids who are coming to us are saying, hey, I'm really good at art or building things. And those are the things where they might not know exactly what it looks like, but if they're able to step back and see what they've done and what they've built, they're really able to resonate and connect with that. So we've got Intro to the Trades. It's a one semester program. We have a electrical program that is a 2 or 4 year program. 4 years gets you the journeyman license. You have to put in 8,000 hours of apprenticeship. So over the 4 years, it's expected that you're working in the field and gaining that experience. And then there is also a carpentry program that helps with pre and post framing. That is a 1 to 2 year program. A lot of times they're looking at the businesses that these students are going to be working for and the skills that they're going to need. And they're tailoring program lengths based on what skills they actually are going to need. They're not pushing elective courses or anything that doesn't pertain to what these students are going to be doing. They're very specific in providing excellent level of training for those programs. And then the other one that they have is HVAC, and that one is a 2 to 4 year program, depending, again, on whether they're going to be doing industrial, commercial, or housing type work. So anywhere from 1 semester to 4 years, there are 4 routes from introduction to everything, HVAC, electrical, and carpentry.
Why is it important to have strong theology alongside the programs that you've just described?
Because when we combine the education and craftsmanship with catechesis, we are looking at pairing Lutheran theology with the work that's being done. Students aren't just learning how to do the work, but why their work matters in God's kingdom. So that character formation, the ethics, the leadership, and the ability to serve others really brings faith into the skill portion. Having that identity really shapes everyday work. It shapes the ability to network with other Lutherans, and it really helps our students to know that the path that they're following is one that's being led by other Christians as well. It's going to provide a wonderful network of opportunity for these students to get into the workforce.
So the students in the programs at Crosspoint Center for the Trades will have classes and other training in the trades throughout the day. What does the Christian formation what does that look like, that Christ-centered formation experiences? What do those look like throughout the program?
Yeah, so we actually identified that a lot of these workers, the courses are at night, twice a week, and a lot of these workers and students are coming straight from work. So they're grabbing a snack from the vending machine right before class. And we said, that's not cool. Let's get them some food. And with food always comes fellowship. So that's our initial thing, is making sure that these students are fed, that they're fed physically, and that they're also fed spiritually. So when we do our faith formation, we do have a basic catechesis that's set up. The first hour of their classes, we start about an hour and a half before the Crosspoint classes start. So we start with our meal and prayer and devotion, and then we will get into our curriculum for the day. They will do their 1 hour curriculum, whether it's focusing on a section of the catechism or a specific Bible study or a need. We have lined up some mentors in the community and local pastors who are also willing to come in and help out in these areas, being able to provide real life experience. And then after they finish with us, we'll have a prayer and they'll go on to their technology classes. So they first will come through our Crosspoint program and then transition into the SEMCA programs where they're learning their vocations. And we're trying to pair with the curriculum that they're learning so we can come alongside it and really add to it as a layered approach rather than recreate anything.
This is such a cool partnership. What a great opportunity. Tell us more about how this type of program, as you're out in the community, how does this type of program, this understanding of Lutheran vocation, of why theology alongside construction trades makes sense to us in our Lutheran framework of vocation, how is that a witness to the surrounding communities and people that you've been able to meet and talk about with this opportunity?
You know, as I've met with different people in congregations and gatherings, I've met with people who said, you know, I was in this boat. I was meant for these trades, and I wish this was something that was available for me at the time. I'm meeting teachers who are saying, I wish I had this to send my students to because I knew this is something they were destined for. So wrapping the theology in with vocation, it already is wrapped together. Theology and vocation, what you do and why we do it to serve God and to serve with joy. And that is really the key to this, is showing others that what we do doesn't matter. It's how we do it and how we bring Christ with us as we do it to help impact our communities. Creating a Christian business network, a Lutheran business network. A lot of times when you get out in the field, we see it go one of two ways. There's a very good path and there's a not very good path. So providing this opportunity will theologically prepare our students to make sure they're walking the good path. They're setting an example for others in the field. They're providing future employment and education opportunities. It's really going to set up the education and vocation not only to serve in what they do, but to really feed back into the community and serve others through their vocation as well, and to serve God through their vocation as well.
So what do we need to know for enrollment? Who can enroll and how do you go about enrollment? What are the next opportunities to enroll?
Absolutely. Enrollment is open right now. It's open through August 14th. It is focused in Sterling Heights, Michigan, which is just north of Detroit. We do have an information session coming up the beginning of August, and we're also scheduling tours if anybody is interested in coming to see. We would love to show you around the facilities and explain a little bit more about how things go. They can apply at our website, crosspointtrades.org, for more information. And it is 18 and up, anybody who has a GED or high school diploma. So those are really all it takes, somebody who's ready to take the next step and figure out what God has planned for them.
We'll put a link to that in the show notes. That's Crosspoint with an E at the end, just so we can spell it correctly, crosspointtrades.org. What are you excited for? What are you looking forward to? I know this is a new venture. You've been there, I think you said 3 months, so this is still, everything's very new. What are you looking forward to as this new class, first class rolls in?
I'm really looking forward to getting to know these students, finding out what makes them tick, what they're excited about. And I can't wait for these students to fall in love with serving others. By partnering with Camp Restore Detroit or Habitat for Humanity or other local agencies, being able to learn that not only do they have a vocation, God has a reason that they have that vocation. God has another plan in addition to what they're doing. So I'm really excited to see these students fall in love with serving others and really putting Christ in the work that they do.
Jenny Jaroneski, Crosspoint Launch and Outreach Coordinator with the LCMS Michigan District located in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you again for having me. This has been an amazing blessing to have this opportunity, and I can't wait for students to walk alongside us in it.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.